Twinkle Dune. It's what Koukalouris was originally dubbed when it launched in 1994. Back then, Wilmington was also bustling with film activity. Dan Brawley, one of the festival's founders and the current executive director, remembers that time.
The reason Wilmington has a 20-year-old film festival, which is ancient in terms of film festivals, is because the industry brought all of these young, aspiring filmmakers to town who were working on projects at the studios, and in their free time they were making their own films. And so all of a sudden, by 1994, the industry had been here for almost 10 years, you had a really serious independent film scene in Wilmington, North Carolina.
It's the kind of artistic depth typically found in much bigger cities, unusual for a city the size of Wilmington, says Brawley. And while Koukalouris is a nonprofit arts organization that receives no direct money from film incentives, the decline of the film industry would impact the festival, both artistically and economically, according to Brawley.
Just from a cultural standpoint, a big production like Iron Man 3 does more than I can ever do to fund the arts. You know, when you employ creative people, you are building, in the long term, building an arts community. And that's what the industry has done here for 30 years, is that it's really built one of the most unique, independent, and fascinating cultural communities that I've seen anywhere in the country.
Kathy Miriam is a Koukalouris board member and a film industry professional, the kind that Brawley points to when he's describing the creative explosion in Wilmington. Her show is on hiatus. It's why she's home in Wilmington on this particular day.
I work for HBO for a television show called Veep. I'm a director's assistant. It's funny because I've been gone for several months, and since I've been back, it's absolutely split down the middle. There's some people that I know that have lived here and worked here for many, many years that feel very confident. They are not worried at all. I'm finding that people that are newer to the industry are sort of in a panic mode.
Miriam is in a position to follow the work, but from a producer's standpoint, she confirms what incentive supporters have been saying throughout.
A project is pitched and a production company says, all right, we like it, we're going to do it, here's how much money you have to do it. And then as a producer, I have to go out and I've got to find the best way, the most economical way, to utilize the money I have and make this the best show it can be. And it is a numbers game.
That numbers game, depending on the outcome, will affect not only Koukalouris, but also the annual boost this region enjoys, according to Brawley. He cites a study paid for by the festival that he guesses is now about 5 years old.
The estimated economic impact of the festival is $5.5 million. Study after study has shown that cultural travelers stay longer and spend more. We bring people from over 100 different cities across the country who come to Wilmington. They spend 5 days here. You know, they stay in our hotels. They eat in our restaurants.
But the debate raging in Raleigh over whether or how to continue film incentives for production companies is itself a source of frustration for Brawley.
The job that we hire our politicians to do is to come together and do the people's work. You know, I'd like to see our politicians put their philosophical beliefs aside and deal with the day-to-day issues that are necessary to cultivate the state of North Carolina or wherever it is, the city of Wilmington, because sometimes reality and philosophy don't mix very well together.
Regardless of the rise and fall of the film industry in North Carolina, though, Dan Brawley and Kathy Miriam insist Koukalouris is here to stay. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.